and Jeff Hansen. First time since 2010, and you brought the football up here too.
Yeah, we brought the game ball. We're going to have the team sign this one and put it right in our trophy case, because this is something that doesn't come about very often.
You know, you're panting around. You're getting old.
Yeah.
And so am I.
Yeah.
Believe me, I was panting coming up these steps too, like you are right now.
I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I told the kids when we just knelt down on the sideline after the game, you know, there's a few times in your life when you get to have something special that nobody can ever take away from you. And this group immortalized themselves with the way that they played the game tonight. Saw all kinds of adversity again in the form of injuries, and just never let up. The effort and the hunger, the desire was there. I couldn't be prouder of my kids.
Well, you know, Hunter Pucci dominated that first half, didn't he,
yes,
defensively, and that really set the tone.
Yeah, I thought that our defense really played well all night. You know, and it's not easy to lose your starting quarterback, especially when our entire offense is based around the things that he can do. But I thought that Nate came in and did a fabulous job of playing in Cam's place, and I thought the defense held serve and made plays down the stretch. And then, you know, it was 3rd and 2 to win the football game, and we made that run work and got the first down and ended the game. And I just, you know, this means a lot. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to Gladstone. It means a lot to our fans and our players. It means a lot to our program to be able to break through and get this. This is a conference win, and rights the ship for us, gets us to 2-2. And you know, I'm really, really, really proud of our kids and coaches.
Yeah, I guess I jinxed Cam by interviewing him before the game, because that's too bad for him. Yeah. I mean, at least it's not going to hurt his baseball.
No. I mean, it's a broken collarbone. His football season is done, unfortunately. But what we're going to do moving forward is dedicate our season to Cam. And we're going to play as hard as we can for Cameron. He's one of our senior captains and just one hell of a kid and a football player. So we're going to rally around him, and we're going to keep on winning for him.
And your boy got injured too, and he had a heck of a first half. Somehow he got open on so many of those routes, and so what's up with him?
Johnny rolled his ankle. You know, I think it's going to be something that he's going to be able to play through and heal up from. It's just it was an ankle roll. We made the decision not to put him back in the game tonight, and let some other kids come in and play. But Johnny played a heck of a game while he was in there. He was a difference maker on both sides of the ball, and you know, a couple touchdowns and a 2-point conversion and an interception. I mean, he came to play tonight, and, you know, I'm biased because he's my son, but I thought that was the best football that I've ever seen him play in my life, and it really helped us jump out to that 30-0 lead.
Well, the numbers don't lie. I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
And you know, I liked your trench play, Jeff. I mean, them guys, especially in the first half. Eskie found their win in the second half a little bit, but they your guys just controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball in the first half.
Yeah, you know, what we said was, you know, let's go out here and pick a fight. Plain and simple. You know, we're going to show up hungry. We had a great week of practice. I mean, this was by far our best week of practice all season. We got after each other. You could see the hunger, because practice was chippy. And I thought to myself, if we can bring this to the game, then we're going to have ourselves a whale of a game. And I think that we caught Escanaba flat-footed just by getting after him really hard both ways right off the bat. And by the time they woke up, it was kind of too late for them.
Well, the game has just gone final up in Marquette. The Redmen 55, the Flivers 34.
Oh.
Yeah, Austin Riddle, only 4 touchdowns in the air, 298 yards, 66 yards rushing, another touchdown. We could go through all the stats, but it's not important. But 549 yards in offense for Marquette, so... Looking ahead to next week, and I hate to do that to you, but
no,
we're...
I mean, you know, Marquette knows who they are. They like to turn football games into track meets, because that's what they want to do, is spread you out and get downfield on you. And but they do have the ability to run the football with their trap game down low. So we've got our work cut out for us, but this group hasn't shied away from a challenge all year, and we're certainly not afraid of the Redmen. We're going to, you know, go to our home gummy and give them everything they want and then some, and look to win that football game.
How about this guy? Right before, that was a beautiful play.
The funny story is, so again, that's
talking about Eli Berthium here, folks.
Right, Eli. So we call a timeout, and we got the ball right before the half, and I looked at Eli in the timeout, and I said, can you throw a pass? And without even hesitating, he's like, yeah. And then so we throw the double pass where he hits John, and the defense sucked up just like we kind of thought that they would, and hits John for a touchdown. And he comes back and he's like, "I guess I didn't know I could throw a pass like that." And I'm like, "What do you say? What do you told me you could throw a pass?" So I don't know if he was, you know, it was his poker face and he wanted me to feel confident. But we really executed that play well. We haven't practiced it all year. We just threw it out there just then during the timeout. So,
and that was important because it went into halftime after Cam was hurt.
Yeah.
Gave you guys an extra points, but obviously a little bit of something to cheer about too. So
absolutely.
Well, congratulations. It's been a long since 2010.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great feeling, honestly.
I mean, Eli was, were you in kindergarten then?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So, congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah, we'll see you at homecoming next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Jeff Hansen.